For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Russ McKinney. In the final hours of this year's session of the state legislature, the Senate yesterday passed an economic incentives bill aimed at persuading the NFL's Carolina Panthers to move its headquarters and practice facilities from Charlotte to Rock Hill, a $250 million investment for York County. Rock Hill Senator Wes Clymer told the Senate it's a huge win for the state's economy.
And I think we can all conclude that if a company is going to come in here and spend $250 million, bring a $200 million payroll, and build a mixed-use commercial development around their headquarters, that's probably more than $1 billion economic impact.
Senators opposed to the tax credits, including both the Republican and Democratic Senate leaders, were concerned that the proposed benefits to the state were too sketchy to approve some $115 million worth of tax breaks. The Panthers' resolution had already passed in the House of Representatives. It's strongly supported by Governor McMaster. Lawmakers left lots of unfinished business when they left town last night. Two major issues, a public education improvement bill, and deciding on the future of Santee Cooper remain to be resolved. And next year's $9 billion state budget package hasn't been finalized. The House and Senate will come back in 2 weeks to try and work out differences in their respective versions of the budget and the Santee Cooper resolutions. Both Santee Cooper resolutions establish a process for the legislature to receive offers from potential buyers of the utility. The Senate's version contains a large number of other contingencies, something House leaders view as an attempt by senators to slow down a possible sale. Here's House Speaker Jay Lucas.
The Senate is not going to delay us any further in finishing this issue. We will finish it this year, and I would ask you all to please, let's adopt this amendment, because this ain't romper room. This is where we get things done.
The session's number one priority when it began in January was passing a massive education improvement bill. The bill sailed through the House despite opposition from some teachers' groups, but it remains in the Senate's Education Committee until next year. One major complaint of teachers was that the bill failed to reduce class sizes. Current state law limits the size of classes in the first 8 grades, but for years the legislature has allowed local school districts to ignore the limits. This week, when the budget made its final pass through the House, it passed an amendment reinstating those limits. Calhoun County Representative Russell Ott sponsored the amendment.
This is something that we tried to accomplish back the first time the House debated the budget. I mean, we weren't able to get it done then, but I think what you saw transpire was when 10,000 teachers, students, and parents showed up at the State House last week, I think that had an impact.
Next year's budget also contains funding for 4% teacher raises. On the final day of last year's legislative session, a solar energy bill was defeated. On the final day of this year's session, the bill finally passed and is on its way to the governor. Lancaster Senator Greg Gregory says the bill moves the state more in line with neighboring states in generating solar energy.
It's basically a twofold bill that addresses rooftop solar and large-scale solar projects, both of which are needed. You know, I've read that 65% of all new energy is generated last year came from renewables, you know, primarily solar. South Carolina gets just as much sun as North Carolina, just as much sun as Georgia, so we should take advantage of it as those states have.
The bill pitted the solar industry against electric utilities. Compromises saw the state's utility regulatory agencies getting more involved in the alternative energy field. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Russ McKinney.